Han vår ger vårt på, ger vårt vinster på. Amen. Today the Armenian Church celebrates the feast of the discovery of the belt of the Mother of God. And this tradition comes back from many, many centuries ago when there was an empress named Zoe, who was the wife of the emperor Leo. And Empress Zoe was very sick, gravely ill. And so one night she had a dream. And in her dream, she sees that the patriarch comes and puts the belt of Mary, the Mother of God, upon her, and she's immediately healed. Waking up from this dream, she calls for the patriarch and asks him to please bring this belt. And so he brings the belt and places it upon her, and immediately she is healed. And a feast was established because of this in the Byzantine church. Simeon Yerevansi, God willing, one day he will be a saint. Simeon Yerevansi, in the 18th century, sees this feast in the Byzantine church and decides to put it into our calendar. So the question then arises, why would Simeon Yerevansi, the Catholicos at the time, take this, what some people would say, this very irrelevant feast from the Byzantine church and put it into our calendar that we remember it every year on the third Sunday after the Assumption of Mary? Why would we do this? Why do we care about the discovery of the belt of the Mother of God? The reason is as follows. Relics remind us that holiness exists in this world. That holiness is not something far off and removed from us in abstract, but it is something that is physical and present. St. John of Damascus in the 8th century writes, "Through matter, my God worked my salvation." The saints who are united to Christ leave behind tokens of his grace in this world. And this holiness radiates from them, from their garments and from their bones, from their relics. This is why we keep relics in our churches. It reminds us that God physically entered this world to save it and continues to touch it on a daily basis. We say that the belt of the Mother of God is a sign of holiness that remains with us, something that is physical, tangible, real, and healing. In today's gospel reading, we hear of the disciples who are on a boat and they're going from one part of the sea to another. And as they're traveling, a storm arises and they become scared because the waves and the wind are so great that they're flowing into the boat and they're afraid they're going to sink and drown. And so they turn to Christ, who is asleep in the back of the boat, and they say to him, "Teacher, don't you care we're going to be lost? We're going to perish." And Christ gets up, he wakes up, he commands the storm to be calm, and it calms down, and there's peace. And he turns to his disciples, and he says to them, "Where is your faith? Have you no faith? Where is your faith?" It's a very piercing question that is directed at each of us as well. During life's storms, Christ asks the same question, "Where is your faith?" The storms of our lives make us worried. Financial difficulties, sickness, doubt, family troubles, even societal struggles. We sometimes wonder where God is in all of this. Why isn't he helping? Why isn't he caring? But he's in the boat with us. He's not absent from the boat. He's there waiting for us to call upon him in faith, not in fear like the disciples did. There's a story of a lighthouse keeper. And in this lighthouse keeper, every month is given a certain amount of oil to keep the lighthouse burning. And so he gets it at the beginning of the month, but during the month, the villagers come by and they ask him for some of that oil. Some so they can light their candles. Others so that they can cook their meals. Others so that they can keep their homes warm. And out of kindness, this lighthouse keeper gives them the oil. He keeps giving it and giving it and giving it, not paying attention to how much he has. And at the end of the month, his supply has ended. There's no more oil, and he hasn't gotten the new shipment in yet. But then there's a storm one night, a very dangerous storm, and the light goes out in the lighthouse. And unfortunately, there are many ships that are wrecked on the rocks. Many lives are lost because of this. Because he neglected the one responsibility he had, to keep his light shining. Our faith is like that light. If we don't tend to it, if we don't tend to it through prayer, through worship, and through love, our light will dim and eventually become extinguished. And when the storms of life come, we will have no light to guide us, no light to show us where to go and what to do. The disciples panicked because their faith was weak. But when Christ stood up, his light shone, and even the storm obeyed his command. The question becomes then, how do we tend to the flame of faith that we have in us? The relic of Saint Mary, the Mother of God, reminds us that holiness is real and active in this world. And the storm in today's gospel reading reminds us that our faith must not remain weak or hidden, but must be active and alive in our lives. The church fathers always say that faith is like a muscle. It must be worked. If you do not work it, you will lose it. Muscles grow when they are tested. They are stretched, they are torn, and then they are rebuilt. Faith is the same way. It is strengthened through trials, through humility, and through perseverance. And we grow in faith when we then feed upon it. When we feed upon the Bible, we feed upon Holy Communion, fasting, prayer, and serving the needy. But all this is wonderful, but it means nothing if we do not have love while we do it. Love is the very thing that makes our faith worthwhile. As St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, if I have all the faith in the world, so much faith that I can move mountains from one place to another, but have no love, it means nothing. It's nothing. A relic without faith is just a piece of cloth. And faith without love is empty words. It means nothing. But when faith is rooted in love and it is alive and active, it becomes a light in this very dark world that we live in. So, when storms come in our lives, and they will come, when storms come and they come, I ask that we not panic like the disciples, asking, why don't you help me? But rather, we call to Christ with faith, the one who is in our boat with us, waiting for us to call upon him. And that the flame of faith that we have in each of us remain alive through the prayers we offer, the sacraments that we participate in, and the service that we give, so that his light shines not only in our lives for us to lead towards salvation, but also so that we can show that light to others and have them be led to salvation. as well.